The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Yumodof Kafches. The Brayshe says, Vayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Olosoi, Mitzvah Brit Mila Melamed Shekol Hayom Kosher Lemilo. Vayom Hashmini, on the eighth day, Brit Mila should be done. This teaches us that throughout the day, it's kosher to do the Mitzvah Brit Mila. Any time on the eighth day is fine. Elish has reason makdim in the mitzvahs. But those who are zoris, those who are energetic to and eager to perform the mitzvah, do it earlier. Shenema, Vayashkim, Avram, Baboke, Vayach, Vashos, Amorim. By the Akedah, it says Avram got up early in the morning to do the mitzvah of the Akedah. From there we learn that there's an need to be zoris and to perform the mitzvah as early as possible. The Stei Chemed in Marech Zayin Klal Beis quotes the Sefer Re'echaim on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, who says that it's mistaber that this applies only to Bris Mila when it's done on the eighth day. However, what happens if Bris Mila wasn't done on the eighth day since the child was born? For example, the child wasn't well enough and it was postponed to a later day. In that case, there is no inyan of Zerizim Magdim in the mitzvahs according to the Sefer Re'echaim, and there's no inyan to do it earlier in the day. Because kim de idchi, since it's being pushed off anyway from the eighth day, it doesn't matter if it's done later in the day, and there's no particular reason to make it as early as possible. And with that he explains that Avraham Avinu himself did the mitzvah of Brit Mila in the middle of the day, since it was anyway a Mila Shiloh Bismano, because Avraham did Brit Mila on himself, not on the eighth day, because of course he was already 99 years old. The Stei Chemed himself, however, disagrees with this Re'echaim and says, on the contrary, it's more mistabah that you should do it as early as possible. Lomi Boivram, not only, if we bear in mind that Avraham Avinu wasn't really doing a Mila Shelo Bismano, because according to the Stei Chemed, since Avraham Avinu didn't have a mitzvah to do Bris Mila until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do the mitzvah of Mila, that was the day when it was Mila Bismano. It wasn't a Mila Shelo Bismano. And furthermore, even with a Mila Shelo Bismano of somebody else, not Avraham Avinu, but a regular child nowadays, whose Bris Mila is postponed for whatever reason from the eighth day, there's still no reason to assume that you could do it later in the day and there's no inyan as reason Magdim and Mitzvahs. Because as soon as the child becomes better, that lechur is the day on which he has a mitzvah of Bris Mila. So even though it's Shalei Bismano with regard to the eighth day, it's now on the day that the child becomes available to have his bris, now it's, so to speak, it's a month. And therefore, on that day, there should be no reason why we shouldn't follow the klal as reason like even the mitzvahs. And in fact, there's a Nodi Behuda, Tinyon and Yerodesim and Kuf Samach Vav, who was asked about someone who had a child, there was a mitzvah of Mila, but the child was not well, so it was postponed, so it was mitzvah Mila Shelo Bismano. Then the child got better, but the father wanted to postpone it further a few days until Erev Pesach. And then he was going to make a Siddur's mitzvah for the bris, which would have been on Erev Pesach. And with that, he would feed the Bukharim, so the Bukharim would have a Siddur's mitzvah and wouldn't have to fast on that day. And Nodi Behuda says this is Megunahu, this is not the correct way to do things, because even though the bris Mila was pushed off from the eighth day because the child wasn't well, nonetheless, as soon as the child is better, that day becomes the day in which he's chayav bris mila, and it shouldn't be pushed off any further. Now, notice the Stei Chemed, the Nodi Behuda was talking about pushing it off from one day to the next. He wasn't talking about on the day, make it earlier or later that day. But nonetheless, the implication from the Nodi Behuda is that there should be no difference. And similarly, the Brikha Yosef in Yerodeh, some of the Reish Tamav Vav says that a Mila Shelo Bismano should not be pushed off to later in the day because you're waiting for certain relatives to arrive, but the Klal of Zerizim Magdim and Mitzvahs applies Lichori even to a Mila Shelo Bismano. Now, there's a Tosfos in Moed Katan, Daf Ches Amud Beis, who talks about the halacha that one doesn't get married on Chol HaMoed because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We don't mix the Simcha of the mitzvah Nisun with the Simcha of mitzvah Yom Tov. Says the Tosfos, Sudas Bris Mila one can do on Chol HaMoed because there's no proper Simcha, because the Gemara says we don't say Shehiyanu at the bris because of Tzara to do Liyanukha. There's a certain amount of pain for the child, and therefore it's not a complete Simcha, and therefore it would be permitted to do it on Chol HaMoed. Inami, or alternative answer, says the Tosfos, why Bris Mila, Sudas Bris Mila is mutter to do on Chol HaMoed, is because Kiyuch is Manu Kavua, Ein Levatl Zeh, Ebiv Mei Zeh. Since it's got a fixed time, one shouldn't push it off just because it's Chol HaMoed. Avol Sudas Pidyon HaBen, says the Tosfos, Tzarech Iyin Emuta Lasas B'Moed. It's debatable whether you can make that on Chol HaMoed. Says Tosfos, Ve'ein Loima Hozmano Kavua, Tinoch Bismano, Shalom Bismano, Hechi Emuta. The Morgan of Rom in Simon Tovkuf Samaches explains what the Heretos means to say. And that is to say, that even though Pidyon HaBen is also Zmanu Kavua, it has a fixed time, and therefore if Bris Mila is Zmanu Kavua, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, you should be able to do Pidyon HaBen as well. However, that would be okay if the Pidyon HaBen was on time. If the Pidyon HaBen had been postponed for whatever reason, then the Chorus says Tosus, it wouldn't be permissible to do it on Chol HaMoed because it's not Zmanu Kavua. Says the Magen Avraham, but Tosus earlier had mentioned Bris Mila and said it was Zmanu Kavua and didn't make a difference between whether the Mila was on the 8th day or on any other day. Nonetheless, Tosfos seems to refer to it as the Manu Kavua. In the case of the Pidyon HaBen, Tosfos says there might be a difference between whether the Pidyon HaBen is on the day or not on the day. But the line earlier, when Tosfos discusses Bris Mila, Tosfos said you'll be allowed to do Mila on Chol HaMoed because Mila is Manu Kavua. So the Magen Avraham, that implies that even a Mila Shaloib is Manu, not on the 8th day, is also called Manu Kavua with regard to doing it on Chol HaMoed. And the reason for that is, explains the Morgan of Rome, because called Shaita v'Shaita Zmanuhu. Every minute he now has a mitzvah to do Bris Mila. Till now the child was unwell, but the minute he becomes well, now is the time to do the mitzvah. That's also called Zmanu Kavua. And therefore, the Chorah would also imply that there's no reason why the mitzvah, the reason Magdimu the mitzvah shouldn't apply to a Mila Shaleb Zmanu as well. Similarly, the Morgan of Rome in Simon Reish Mentesu, Cotton Hayes is the same thing. Parenthetically, there's a Morgan of Rahm in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Tes, who quotes the Beis Yosef in Yerideya b'Shem the Rashbats, that a child who has been ill and now has got better, one shouldn't do the bris on Thursday, because since one washed the child within the first 3 days after the bris mila, one might need to heat up the water on Shabbos, and therefore one should try and avoid the Chilul Shabbos in advance by not doing the bris on Thursday. And there's a Shach and a Taz who discuss this, but at any rate, the Bongan of Rome himself says that doesn't apply nowadays, because now we don't wash the tinuk with hot water anyway in the 3 days after the bris mila, so we don't have to worry about the pact that they might have to be Mechal Shabbos afterwards. But other than that, there will be no reason to push off a mila shelo bizmana. And therefore, even on the same day, so as a stay chemed and as mashma from the Bongan of Rome, there will be a mitzvah of Zerizim Magdim and the Mitzvahs. Now the Dvar of Rom in Chelik Aleph Simon Lamed Gimel came up with a very interesting chiddush about this. He was discussing the shiloh of a situation where there were two children who required a bris. One, it was the 8th day of since he was born, so it was a mila b'zmana, and the other child had passed the 8th day for whatever reason, the child had been not well, now had got better again, and it was now ready to have a bris mila. So there was a mila bismana and a mila shalo bismana, and the question was, which one should one do first? Same model is there, the two children are present, which one does one do first? So he quotes the Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu Simen Mem Aleph, quoted by Rav Shlomo Eigen Yerideya Simen Reish Sakha, who says that the mila bismana comes first, and the Sefer Tshuvas Brit Avraham in Arachayim Simen Yudalit says the same thing, the mila bismana comes before the mila she'ena bismana. Now the Bris Avraham says the reason why the Mila Bismana comes first is because the halacha is in Arachayim Simen Kuf Ches. If someone was unable to daven Shmo Yisra, for example, he was unable to daven Mincha, so he davens twice Mariv. Now one of the tefillas is the regular tefillah for Maariv, and one of them is the Hashlama, is the Tashlumin, the extra tefillah, which is a tefillah from the Dovah, which is making up for the missed tefillah from Mincha. Now, which one does one do first? So the Shulchan Aruch there says that the regular one we do first, in other words, the Shmoneh Esrei for Maariv is done first, and then the extra Shmoneh Esrei, which is making up the Tashlumin for Mincha, one does it afterwards. And the Levush gives a reason for that, because Todir Kodim. Something which is more frequent than something which is less frequent, the more frequent mitzvah comes first. Now says the Levush, Todir doesn't only mean frequently, it means it's more common. And so says the Gemara in Zvachim, Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. But Mila, Legabi Pesach, is called Todir because it's more Motzui. Even though there's no fixed times for Bris Mila to come more often than Kom Pesach, but practically speaking, it occurs much more than the Mitzvah Pesach, and therefore Motzui is enough to give it a Din Kadim and it should come first. So too, Shmoneh Esrei in the right time is more Motzui than Shmoneh Esrei in the wrong time. And therefore the Shmoneh Esrei in the right time comes first, and then the extra Shmoneh Esrei comes afterwards. So says the Brit Avram, based on that, a Mila Bizmana would take precedence over a Mila She'ena Bizmana and come first. However, Dvar Avram disputes this Rai, and he says the mitzvah of Mila She'ena Bizmana is exactly the same mitzvah as the mitzvah of Bizmana. In the case of the two Shmoneh Esrei, one is the mitzvah of Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv, one is a Shmoneh Esrei which is a new mitzvah, it's a Tashlumin, it's not a regular Shmoneh Esrei of Tvila, it's a Tashlumin. Tefillas in the Dovah or a Tashlumin to make up for the missing Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha. In that case, certainly the Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv is more motzo, is more common than to make a Shmoneh Esrei of Tashlumin. But Mila Shaloi Bizmana, Mila Shabizmana, it's true that it's more common that the Mila is done Bizmana than Shaloi Bizmana. But it's the same mitzvah. It's actually the same mitzvah, it's just the time has passed, so you still have to do the same mitzvah. It's not a different mitzvah. And if it's not a different mitzvah, you can't categorize it as being less motzoi because the time factor is less common. It's exactly the same mitzvah, not like Shmoneh Esrei, where it's two different types of Shmoneh Esrei. However, the Chumash Yad Eliyahu, which the Dvar Avraham mentions earlier, brings different reasons why the Mila Shabizmana comes first. One reason is because Mila Shabizmana is Deicha Shabbos. So you see, it's got a very important significance to the mitzvah. Mila Shabizmana doesn't push away the Shabbos. And therefore, if Mila Shabizmana pushes off Shabbos and Mila Shabizmana doesn't push off Shabbos, so Mila Shabizmana is Mekudish Mechaveira. It's got more Kedusha than the Mila Shabizmana. And in that case, Lechaya, it should take precedence. Also, there's an Indian of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. There's a special significance to doing a mitzvah in the right time. The Mila Shabizmana is in the right time. So that's the two reasons the Yad Eliyahu gives why the Mila Shabizmana comes before Mila She'ena Bizmana. However, says the Yad Avraham, to the Dvar Avraham in Aleph Siman Lamed Gimel, I disagree with the whole halacha. Even if it were correct that Mila Bizmana is Motzui, like the Bris Avraham wants to say, and even if it was Mekudesh, like the Yad Eliyahu says, nonetheless, I would say, says the Dvar Avraham, that Mila Shaloi Bizmana takes precedence over Mila Shabizmana. And the reason for that is that although we say Todir or Mekudesh comes before other mitzvahs, which are not so Motzui, which are not so Mekudesh, that's only if you push off one mitzvah, you'll still be able to do both, and no Issa will be involved. You won't transgress any prohibition by pushing off the mitzvah to a later time. It's just a question of in which order to do them, then the Todi or the Motzui or the Mekudesh comes first. But in the case of Mila Bizmana and Mila Shaloi Bizmana, if you do the Mila Bizmana first, you're actually doing an Issa. What's the Issa? Well, the Mila Bizmana on the eighth day, as our Gemara says here, can be done any time during the eighth day. There's a special mitzvah, the reason Magdim and the mitzvah to do it earlier in the day. But the time for the mitzvah is any time during the eighth day. And if you postpone the Mila Bizmana till towards the end of the eighth day, you haven't done any Issa. However, Mila Shaloi Bizmana, the eighth day has gone past. The child is better now, let's say on the ninth or the tenth day. Now there's no mitzvah of the eighth day anymore to do it any time during the eighth day. There's a mitzvah to do Bris Mila on this child, and every minute that the child doesn't have Bris Mila, he's an oral, and you're over an issur of not doing Bris Mila on the child. And he quotes a Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilchos Mila, Halacha Beis, who says, "Kol yom v'yom sheyavo rov mishiyigdal v'lo yom hazatzmo." Every day that goes past, the child grows up and doesn't do bris mila on himself. Hariu mevatel mitzvos asei. He's not chayav kores unless he dies without doing bris mila. But he's mevatel mitzvos asei every day that he doesn't do bris mila. Says the Dvar Avraham. So you see that a mila shelo bizmano, every day that he doesn't do the bris mila, he's over in Issel. And says the Dvar Avraham, there's a dollar posher that when the Rambam says every day, he doesn't mean dafke when every day goes past. He means every minute that goes past, he's over the Issel of not having bris mila, because there's no difference in 1 minute and 1 day in the next. And therefore, it's clear from the Rambam that once the 8th day has passed, then as soon as the child becomes available to do bris mila, there's a mitzvah every minute to do it, and every minute is delayed, you're over in Issel. And therefore, if you're presented in a situation where you have two children, a mila bismana and a mila shelo bismana, then it's important to do the mila shelo bismana first. Even the mila bismana is makudish and it's tovel and it's motzli. But the mila shelo bismana, you're over in Issel if you don't do it immediately. When the mila bismana, you have the whole day to do the bris mila. There's an inyan of reason my demon, but me'ikra din, you have the whole day to do it. And therefore, says the Dvar Avraham, Avada Daloch is that Me'ikra didn't have to do the Mila Sheloi Bizmana first, and only afterwards do the Mila Bizmana. And in fact, says the Dvar Avraham, according to what we've said, there's an additional Kiddush here. Even if you only had one child, you didn't have a child who had a Mila Bizmana. You had a child who had a Mila Sheloi Bizmana. Says the Dvar Avraham, as soon as the child becomes better, you should do the Bris Mila immediately. And you shouldn't wait at all. And the reason for this is, there's not just the mitzvah of Zerizim Magdim in the mitzvahs in this case, says the Dvar Avraham. But here it's in Me'ikra Din. You have to do the bris immediately, because if you don't, every minute that goes past, and that he's not having the mitzvah of bris mila, there's an issa of not doing the mitzvah of bris mila. Now, the Dvar Avraham in Chelik Beis, in the beginning of Chelik Beis, doing 3 or 4 tshuvas, two various gedolim who wrote to him, having seen what he wrote in Chelik Aleph Siman Lamed Gimel, that mitzvahs mila shelo bizmano, there's an issur every minute of someone who doesn't do the bris, and therefore one should do it immediately if the child becomes better without waiting at all. He brings various gedolim who disputed this and asked him various kashas, and he replies to them. One of the horrors he brings is the shach, and Siman Shin Hei Sikot Nid Beis says that if a child was a bechor, is not unwell, and therefore his bris gets pushed off till the 31st day. Now we have two mitzvahs from the same child, the mitzvah's bris mila and the mitzvah's pidgin aben. Which one does we do first? Says the chap, you do bris mila first, because it's the ois hachonos bris. It's a sign that the child comes into the bris of Judaism and the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore takes precedence over the pidgin aben, which implies that he doesn't hold to the other reason, which the Dvar Avraham says, that if you don't do the bris shelo bizmana immediately, then you're over it every minute on an issa. However, he brings that he heard from B'Shem Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, the Avbezin of Brisk, that it's the same svar as he had said, and establish amila which shelo bizmana comes first, because of the reason that the Dvar Avraham himself mentioned, that every minute you don't do the mila, there would be an issur involved. There's a tshuva me'avo in Chelik Aleph Siman Peihei who says exactly the same thing. Tshuva me'avo was even earlier, the Talmud of the Nevi Yehuda, and he says, "Lani as daiti mila shelom bizmana is more common than mila bizmana, because mila bizmana you have the whole day of the 8th day. There's an inyan of reason like demon the mitzvahs to do it in the morning." But you in Meikra didn't have the whole day to do it. Mashenki Mila Shalom is mana called Shaita Vishaita Zimnin. And he quotes the Tosis in Kiddushin Kaftes Amad Aleph to that effect. And he quotes the Morgan of Ram that we mentioned before. They're called Shaita Vishaita Zimnin, the Osir Aniach Orel. And therefore, he says that Lechera Mila Shalom is mana would be more important to do it immediately than Mila Shalom is mana. Then he suggests that even if it wasn't the case, at least every day there would be an issa. In his case, the question was to push it off for the next day because of Shiras of Avenus of the father, and then the Tshuva Me'avo says, we certainly don't push it off. So the Tshuva Me'avo actually considers the point that we've been mentioning earlier, when the Rambam says that every day that goes past on a Mila Shelo Bizmana, when the child is well, there's an issa being over. Does that mean every day or even every minute? The Jumma'ah says, Lechari akol shayta v'shayta, like the Magen Avraham says. However, at the end of the day, despite the fact that the Dvar Avraham has said a good and starker svara, and he's quoted that apparently the Chaim Brisker held the same thing, the Maisa, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Mila Perik Aleph Halacha Ches. And the Rambam says as follows, the Rambam pashtin the halacha which we see in our Gemara. Ein mali la'olam ela bayom achar ales ha-shemesh. We never do Brit Milah until sunrise. Ben bayom ha-shmini she-huzmano, whether it's the eighth day, which is the time one should do it. Ben she-loim huzmano, whether it's not the eighth day, she-humichi v'holah, or when it's the ninth day or onwards. She-nema bayom ha-shmini bayom v'lo balayla. Only on the eighth day we don't do Brit Milah at night. Mal mishalom aramut hashachar kosher, but the eved from alos hashachar is kosher. Rechol ayom kosher lemila. All the days kosher Brit Milah. But afal pikein mitzvah lahaktiv v'ascholos ayom. It's a mitzvah to do it at the beginning of the day. She's rizim makdim in the mitzvahs, because the mitzvah is rizim makdim in the mitzvahs to do it as early as possible to show your enthusiasm for the mitzvah. Yeah, there's a couple of oros here. First of all, it says quite clearly that Ma'amud HaShachar is really a mitzvah. The Chachom made a takona only to do it from Netzach Amor. But Ma'amud HaShachar is really a mitzvah. And B'dieved, if you mal Ma'amud HaShachar, you've done a kosher bris milah. And according to the Dvar of Ron, Milah Shelo Bizmano, one should do as soon as it's possible and as soon as it's available to do it. Because Kol Shaita V'Shaita over in Israel, according to the Ravon Lechoru, you should start doing Mila Shalevis Mana even for Amud HaShachar, even before Netz. Because Netz is only a Dindar Abonon, to wait until Netz, until it's properly morning. So on that, the Ravon responds that Lechoru, once Chazal said that even by Mila Shalevis Mana one waits till Netz, then Chazal made a low plug, and they're able to be Oikur Din of the Minatoya with the Sheikh Latas and say, wait until Netz. So even though the Milah Shelo Bizmano is in the mitzvah every moment to do the bris, the Chachamim perhaps made a takona that you should wait until next. But what's more difficult on the Dvar Avraham is that the Rambam clearly implies that even Milah Shelo Bizmano, the only reason to be marked in it is because it's visiting my human mitzvahs. Because again, the Rambam says you don't do bris milah by night, only by day, and you should wait lechatchila until the next. And the Rambam says clearly, Bein bein mashmini shuzmano, bein shelo bizmano, whether the bris is bizmano or shelo bizmano, still you don't do the bris at night, but you do it at day, and then he carries on and says, and all the days kosher lemila, but nonetheless, there's a mitzvah to do it at the beginning, because there's a reason about the mitzvahs. It certainly seems that Ramon, in his last phrase, is going on the same thing that he discussed at the beginning. Whether the bris milah is bizmano, or whether it's shelo bizmano, there's a mitzvah to do it during the day, all the days kosher of the Milah, but Zrizim Magdimen. According to the Dvar of Ram, if it's the Milah Shelo Bizmano, it's not just Zrizim Magdimen and Mitzvahs. There's a chiyuv to do it immediately it's morning, or at least immediately when it's Netzach Amor, in order to avoid the problem of being over in Israel called Shaita V'Shaita. And this the Dvar of Ram was asked, and in Chelik Beis Siman Beis, he brings down the kasha that he was asked, and he suggests that maybe one could split the Rambam into two and say that which he said at the end of the seat of the Halacha Cheft about Mitzvah Lahagdim because it's Rizim Akdimim but Kol Ayom Kashlamila is only going on the first part of Bein Bayom Hashmini Shuzmana. But in the Halacha, in the case where he talks about Shalom's Mana, perhaps the Rambam wasn't going on that. But he's masking the Dvar Rambam, it's very dochuk to say such a thing. Another Tom Tchochum showed him that Ozaru and Hilchos Milah also seems to say the same thing, that Bemina Shalom's Mana as well. There's a mitzvah's reason like demon, but nothing more than that. And therefore, there certainly is Mercurius to say that the Dvar HaBron's halacha is not necessarily correct. And even Milash and Loibis Mana, once the day comes, you have the whole day to do it, and one doesn't have to necessarily do it immediately. So to summarize, the Gemara, our Gemara says that by Yom HaShini, the mitzvah of Bris Milah is done on the eighth day, any time during the day, Kralayim Kroshin Milah, but there's a special Indian of Rizim Magdim and the Mitzvahs. Amila Shaloi Bizmana, the Stechemi brought a Re'e Chaim, who says that you can actually push it off, because since it's anyway not Bizmana, given the Ivchi Ivchi, However, the Stechemer disputes that and says, no, the Ibn Amir Shalom should not be pushed off. And there's an union of Zerizim and Dim Le Mitzvahs, and I say it's mashma from the native Yehuda, and the Yehuda says the same thing, and others, mashma from Tosfos and Ma'ariv Kotan, according to the way Morgan Avraham understands it, that there's a din to do it, to not to delay Amila Shalom Izmana, because Kol Shaita V'Shaita is a mitzvah. It comes along with Dvar Avraham and says, if that's the case, that Kol Shaita V'Shaita was a mitzvah, because Amila Shalom Izmana is an issue every second that you don't do the Bris Mila, in that case, to do it early in the day would not only be a mitzvah to reach and redeem the mitzvahs, but it would be a chiyuv in order to avoid the issur. Mitzvahs mila bismanah, there's no chiyuv to do it earlier in the day. It's only an inyan of reaching and redeeming the mitzvahs. But in mitzvah mila shalom bismanah must be done immediately it becomes daylight, or at least immediately after that, according to the Dvar Avraham. Dvar Avraham passed in the halacha lemaisa and says that he always pointed out to people that mila shalom bismanah should be done immediately that the child gets better the first possible opportunity. However, lechur it came out mafurish in the Rambam that even mila shalom bismanah, the mitzvah is kol hayoyim, as soon as the child becomes better, you have any time during the day, and there, although there is an inyan of these mitzvahs, the mitzvahs, but it's not mikra din. On a practical halacha lemaisa note, some years ago, a friend of mine had a baby who was doing a mila shalom bismanah, and he asked Rabbi Yashiv Zichrono Livracha if one should do it immediately becomes morning on the day the child becomes better. And Rabbi Yashiv says, if you mean to ask about the Dvar Avraham's Chumrah to do a Mila Shalom Bismanah immediately and not to delay it even at all, Meikra Adin, he said, Lechur Lahalacha, we don't take on the Chumrah of the Dvar Avraham. So Lahalacha, once the child becomes better, you have any time during the day to do the Bris Mila. But of course, according to the most poskim, the Inyan of the reason why the mitzvahs will still apply to Mila Shalom Bismanah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.